The post-match interview.
Luke's been kind enough to join us. As we said, it's really difficult in these circumstances to get on air and try and dissect a little bit of and take questions. So I really appreciate your time. Thank you. It was a real arm wrestle, but when you add a player in there who's having one of those days out and gets on the end and kicks seven goals, it really is the difference on the day. And, you know, he's such a hard matchup as well. What were your thoughts when in that second quarter when Fraser was hitting the scoreboard like he was?
I've known Fraser for a long time, having coached him back in TAC Cup days at the Falcons, and he's obviously cemented himself as a great player in this competition now over the past couple of seasons. So he's a tough matchup. We obviously threw two or three different ones at him, roll a plus one around, and but I think he kicked three through the period that we had Ruddy as our plus one. So it was just one of those things and one of those runs where, unfortunately for us, we couldn't contain him. And I guess, you know, it also comes down to probably the supply that was coming out of the midfield and off our half forward line at the time as well. We just we obviously couldn't get our hands on the footy, and we couldn't contain the ball in our front half once we got it going our way. So it was, you know, a whole different combination of things. At the end of the day, you just you tip your hat to Fraser in terms of a great game, and no doubt, obviously a fair way to being the difference in the result.
And obviously, 2 years in a row, it's a similar sort of situation, and you've had such great seasons, like just being the benchmark, you know, over a number of years now, and then to go out in the finals the last couple of years. What do you do now? You know, do you feel like it's a bit of a personnel issue, or is it more of just a finals mental battle that when you come out just can't quite get the job done? You know, how are you feeling about that right now?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I don't know the answer. If I did, that'd be fantastic. It's probably a couple of different sort of reasons, and there's certainly by no means any excuses, because at the end of the day, you're here, you're ready to play. The team that you put out on the park, you expect to hopefully get the job done. So, but I think, you know, in terms of, you know, in our current case, certainly our lack of health, over the back half of the season's been, you know, a disruptor, I suppose, to, getting some momentum and obviously probably playing the level of footy that we'd want to be playing coming into a final series. We probably have been chasing our tail a little bit in terms of personnel and just sort of haven't been able to get some continuity in our group week in, week out. And I think you need that heading into final series, but also I think you'll find that the team that probably has that leading into the grand final will probably result, I'd say. So that's one of it. We do seem to struggle a little bit on this ground. I'm not going to make any two ways about that. I'm not sure what it is about the dimensions or the ground itself, but we've just struggled to play good footy here in the four finals that I've seen in the last couple of years. Just haven't really got going. We certainly played three pretty good quarters last week against Leopold. I definitely don't feel it's mental or it's fear of finals or anything like that. The club's obviously been one of the leading contenders, I suppose, over the last couple of seasons. We've won enough games of footy, we've beaten the opposition before, all those sort of things. But yeah, we just haven't really been able to string it together when it matters most over, you know, the last couple of years. And listen, they've been close finals. Today was obviously a little bit more costly in terms of final margin. But I suppose, you know, last year was, I think, a 1 and a 4 point. You know, last week was a 1 point. So they're close games that we weren't able to get over the line in, and obviously when you get relegated to sudden death, well, that's exactly what it is. I also give a lot of credit to the opposition, and I'm a realist. We knew how South were going to want to play the game, and to their credit, they're the ones that are actually able to come out and execute their game plan against us, and we weren't able to sort of nullify or rectify throughout, you know, sort of key portions of the game. And so I sort of take my hat off to South Barn and to Nieldy, and and as you say, obviously Fraser was a key difference in the match as well.
Ryan's commiserations. Josh Conway and Matt Kershaw up here as well. It was just we spoke before the game about the health of the club and about South Barwon probably being the healthiest of the four actually at the moment. The other two are struggling a little bit as well, and it stymies your momentum a little bit, obviously, with a couple back today, with Jack back for the first time in about 6 or 8 weeks, and then obviously Nick and a couple of others as well. So it just does make a little bit of difference, especially when the going gets a bit tough in the second half of a cutthroat.
Listen, well, I mean, all I can say is it's possible, right? Like, I mean, there's no exact science to say that that's the absolute, you know, contributing factor, but it's certainly, you know, it's possible that it has some impact and it has some influence. So, but mind you, like, I mean, they were down one player fairly early with Mulroney out. So, you know, they've been able to sort of go through the rest of the game with 21 players against, you know, our 22 that were, you know, fairly reasonably fit. So, so you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's will, it's mind over matter, it's all those sort of type things. So I think what it does do is it just doesn't allow you to get continuity in the way, more the way you play, more so than actual individual personnel. So if you're not sort of fielding your consistent eight defenders or your consistent eight midfielders or your consistent eight forwards and you're constantly chopping and changing, then it does have a bit of an impact with continuity in terms of how you play, and probably continuity over your last sort of 4 to 5 games leading into finals, and then hopefully have a healthy list through finals. I'm sure that, if achieved, is certainly a positive over a negative.
Hey, Rains, just looking a bit bigger picture, I know this season has just come to a close, but in terms of list retention and how 2025 looks for you guys, how is that sort of shaping up at the moment?
I think there'll be a bit to play out there. I think, we've certainly got some players that have been with the group for a long time now. And listen, I actually, Kirsch, to be honest, don't know the individual status of every player. I sort of leave that to Scotty Hosking and Sean Blood and the footy department in regards to sort of our list and obviously list retention, but also targets moving forward. So I'm sure, without a doubt, there'll be some turnover of some description. That's life. That's reality. It's very rarely do you retain the full playing list. So I'd imagine that we'll lose a few players, whether it be through departures or whatever it might be. But we've also got a development team that's heading towards a grand final in a couple of weeks' time, and we've got some promising players there. We've been able to get some games into a lot of our younger guys this year that we think obviously will be better for that next year. And then, if we have certain departures that we feel we need to fill voids on, then we can get active in the recruiting space to sort of help ensure that a strong list fronts up again for 2025.
Lukey, commiserations, mate. I know how hard it is talking to the media after a loss, and particularly in a final, but we also appreciate your support throughout the year, of course, here at K-Rock, pal. But I know it's a bit early for you to dissect the game, but do you feel at times, particularly in that second half, you just kept handing the ball back to him? Like, intercepting marking was their strength of the game, and I felt at times you just kept giving the ball back sort of periodically.
Yeah, we were clumsy. We were bloody clumsy in terms of our ball use. So, it's a pretty well-known fact in regards to Goff and Driver. They're terrific at doing that. It was a little bit frustrating at times. But again, whether that's, perceived pressure, whether that's sort of the pressure that our players are putting on themselves, or, the other thing is that we just needed to probably have, better reaction time to ball in the air as well. So, it's frustrating. It was just a really clunky performance from our guys in the end, and we never really were able to get any significant momentum. We certainly had some chances, probably missed a couple of shots that you would like to think we would kick more than not. So not taking our chances when it mattered most as well was probably a contributing factor. And I thought, South obviously were able to maximise their opportunities and really take their chances and kick some crucial goals that sort of seemed to give them that sort of buffer for most of the second half.
On a positive note, we thought Harrison Ling's game was terrific and Joe Maishman's second half was superb.
Yeah, I thought Harry Ling's he had a bit of a slow start. He played up in Darwin. So he sort of had played five seasons in a row, decided to take a bit of a break from it, just wasn't quite there, and then sort of came back into our side in the back half of the year and just was building really towards the back end. So, his game today was outstanding. I thought he was clearly our best player on the ground. And unfortunately, you know, outside of that, it was just not enough soldiers that individually were able to win their battle, and collectively, obviously, not able to get the job done.
Still a bit of work to do, Reigns, with the, as you said, with the development squad into next week, into the grand final already. So they had a good win yesterday, and obviously a bit of a battle for spots with that team in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm not too sure how it plays out now, just with our guys obviously bowing out and the qualification status of a couple of the guys. So, there's some more. We're a really tight club. We're a really tight team. They're a really tight player group. So we'll absolutely get around our dev guys and our dev squad through both training but also the game in a couple of weeks' time, and hope for those guys that do get selected that they're able to go out and get the job done. They've had a fantastic season as well, so we'll certainly support their efforts in the next couple of weeks.
Commiserations again, thanks for joining us, thanks for your support throughout the year, and we'll catch you across the finals.
Appreciate it, gents.
The post-match interview.